This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sometimes the Supreme Court relies on amicus briefs for broader empirical information, but studies show that amicus briefs include false or unsubstantiated empirical assertions, at least some of which make it into justices' opinions. ProPublica similarly identified amicus writing organizations that could not explain where specific numerical claims came from. Netflix has roughly 104 million paying subscribers. A little more than half live outside of the United States, according to Netflix's third quarter earnings. Senator John McCain and two Democratic senators will move to force Facebook, Google, and other internet companies to disclose who is purchasing online advertising after revelations that Russian-linked operatives bought deceptive ads in the run-up to the 2016 election with no disclosure required. Four city council members in Ann Arbor, Michigan, took a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance, adopting a symbol from the NFL protest. In separate and unrelated appearances, former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama both warned that the United States is being torn apart by ancient hatreds that should have been consigned to history long ago, and calling for addressing economic anxiety through common purpose. While not directly addressing President Trump, neither left much doubt whom and what they had in mind. Quentin Tarantino, the Hollywood director, admitted that he knew about the Harvey Weinstein incidents and had regrets for not having done more. The Los Angeles police are now investigating a 2013 allegation of rape from a woman who has come forward in this scandal. Outstanding credit card debt, the total balances that customers roll from month to month, hit a record $1 trillion this year, according to the Federal Reserve. The number of Americans with at least one credit card has reached $171 million, the highest level in more than a decade, according to TransUnion, a credit reporting company. Amazon has been promised roughly $1 billion in tax subsidies since the team's founding 5 years ago, according to data collected by Good Jobs First, a group that advocates against tax incentives. These $1 billion in tax subsidies were for building distribution warehouses. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.